This lesson walks you through the Tom Wilson approach, designing a Scottish rave synth line in Ableton Live 12 for a fierce drum and bass lift. Keep the live set tempo at 174 BPM and the key in D Dorian, D, E, F, G, A, B, C. By the end, you'll have a layered, performance-ready synth that cuts through percussion, breathes with the arrangement, and delivers a dramatic lift into a drop. What you'll build a two-chain instrument rack. Chain A is a wave-eatable lead, squelchy, modal, with sync telefo movement and filter snap. Chain B is an operator edge, FM high-end grit and a percussive click. An arpeggiated, gated MIDI pattern in D Dorian, arranged as a four-bar lift phrase at 174 BPM, with macros mapped for cutoff, grit, width, and pitch bend. A concise effects chain, auto filter, saturator, EQ8, compressor side chain to the drums, and a filtered reverb slash echo send. You'll use macros and automation to create a rising, fierce lift, step-by-step walkthrough. Setup and bass MIDI. Create a new MIDI track and drop in an instrument rack. Create two chains and name them WT lead and OP edge. Program a 4/8 bar MIDI clip in D Dorian. Use a tight, 16th note staccato rhythm, short gate around 25-40%, and emphasize octave movement such as D3, D4, D3, D4. Keep hits tight so the synth reads with the drums. Wave-eatable chain. WT lead insert wave-eatable into chain A. Oscillator 1. Choose a saw slash multi-wave-eatable around position 0.2, set unison to 3, detune 12/18 cents, spread tilde 45%. Oscillator 2. A square or pulse 1 octave down at roughly 50% for body. Add a small amount of bright noise, around 6-10%. Filter. Low pass 12 dB with cutoff around 800-1000 Hz and gentle resonance. Use a filter envelope with small attack, longish decay attack 4-8 ms, decay 230-320 ms, very low sustain, and envelope amount around plus 40 to plus 60 for a snap to pluck motion. Amp envelope short and plucky, attack 3-6 ms, decay 120-200 ms, sustain close to zero, release 60-120 ms. Modulation. LFO 1 sync to 1/8 or 1/16 triangle. Retrigger on note to modulate wave-eatable position tilde 45% for morphing timbre. Add a second slow LFO at 1/2 bars to nudge the cutoff. Route a small amount of OSC 2 right arrow OSC 1 FM tilde 0.12 to introduce metallic bite. For subtle slides, use portamento monophonic with very short glide. Operator chain. OP edge drop operator into chain B. Configure a fast FM patch, use a carrier and a modulator with a ratio around 1.8-2.2, modulator level low but audible tilde 0.15-0.35. Set a snappy envelope on the modulator, decay 80-140 ms, to create percussive clicks. Add a touch of noise if you want extra grit. After operator, use EQ to gently boost 5/8 kHz by a couple of dB for sizzle. Layering and instrument rack mapping balance volumes so wave-eatable is the main body and operator sits on top for grit. Map each chain volume or on slash off to rack macros for quick control. Map key performance macros. Macro 1 to cutoff wave-eatable filter plus auto filter. Macro 2 to grit saturator drive plus operator level. Macro 3 to width wave-eatable unison spread plus utility width. Macro 4 to bend a global pitch transpose or pitch device. MIDI devices and pattern control. Place an arpeggiator before the instrument rack on the same MIDI track. Set rate to 1/16. Style up or as played. Gate around 55% and adjust steps to taste for syncopation. Use a velocity MIDI device to accent notes and control filter via velocity mapping. Add Ableton scale device set to D Dorian to keep melody notes in key. Effects chain. After the instrument rack, auto filter, low pass auto filter with cutoff map to the cutoff macro. Keep a small drive and a 12 dB slope. Saturator, soft curve, drive around 2-4 dB, dry slash wet map to grit macro. EQ8, high pass at about 140-180 Hz to protect the low end. Slight boost at 1.8-2.8 kHz for presence and a gentle airshelf tilde 8 kHz. Compressor sidechain to the drum bus. Use external sidechain from your kick slash snare bus. Attack very fast, release 40-90 ms, ratio around 3.56:1, threshold for 2-6 dB of ducking. This gives the synth pumping energy without losing transient clarity. Glue or light multi-band compression can be used subtly after saturation. Reverb slash echo. Create a return track for hybrid reverb or echo. Pre-filter the return, roll off low frequencies and keep the reverb as a washtail. Automate the send during the lift so the tail swells, but doesn't wash the drop. Movement for the fierce lift. Automation plan. Automate macros over the 4-bar lift. Bars 1 to open the cutoff slowly, from close toward mid. Bar 3 to accelerate the cutoff and increase grit via saturator and operator level. End of bar 4. Execute a quick plus 2 semitone bend and snap back at the drop. Map LFO rate to a macro and increase rate slightly into bar 3 for faster squelch. For extra thickness, map wave edible unison to a macro and raise voices briefly for the last half bar, or duplicate the rack and increase unison only there. Adjust compressor threshold automation to control pumping as perceived loudness rises. Final polish and balance check phase and mono compatibility. Use utility to mono low frequencies below about 800 Hz. Notch or cut 300-600 Hz if it clashes with bass or percussion. Bounce or render a short lift and audition in context with the drum bus and drop. Common mistakes to avoid: don't overload low end, high pass the synth around 140-180 Hz unless intentionally adding harmonic low content. Avoid too much reverb during the lift. Big tails reduce impact at the drop. Use filtered reverb returns and automate them down before the drop. Excessive unison detune can smear fast arpeggios. Keep detune modest. Don't crush dynamics with heavy compression. Use sidechain for rhythmic movement rather than full reduction. Map macros. Manual per parameter automation becomes unwieldy. Watch phase between layers. Nudging or tiny delays can fix cancellations. Pro tips and advanced tricks for the Scottish flavor: favor Dorian or Mixolydian intervals. Use the raised sixth of Dorian and sprinkle short double note drones like open fifths under arpeggios for a folk slash rave vibe. Add resonator subtly on a return reverb tune to modal notes D, F, to suggest bagpipe character without samples. Use an additional compressor on the reverb return key to the drum bus to keep tails from smearing transients. Create a single lift intensity macro that simultaneously increases cutoff, saturator drive, LFO rate, and reverb send. One knob for dramatic builds. Apply a tiny tempo sync to micro pitch LFO 1/16 for nervous shimmer. For stereo presence, duplicate the rack. Detune the duplicate plus or minus 3/7 cents. Pan slightly L/R, and high pass the duplicate higher so low mid stay mono. Mini practice exercise: build an 8-bar lift at 174 BPM in D Dorian. Construct the 2-chain rack wave-eatable plus operator. Program a 16th note gated arpeggio for the first 4 bars, and add velocity variations plus an offbeat fill for bars 5-8. Automate, cutoff closed at bar 1 and opening progressively, so by bar 7 it's perceptually plus 18-24 dB, grit rising plus 0 to plus 6 dB from bar 5-8. And bend pitching plus 200 cents over the last quarter bar, then snapping to zero at the drop. Add sidechain compression key to the drum bus and render the 8-bar lift. Compare it against a commercial DNB lift at 174 BPM and adjust cutoff and drive to match perceived energy. Extra coach notes. Mindset and workflow: think of the sound as both melodic hook and rhythmic element. Prioritize transient clarity and mid-high energy so the synth reads through percussion. The lift should boost momentum and avoid competing with the sub-bass. Use wave-eatable position modulation paired with the filter envelope to create a single, satisfying squelch followed by a pluck. If opening the cutoff becomes harsh, add a narrow bandpass around 1.8-2.5 kHz with a slight boost underneath the transient region. For bagpipe-ish grit, micro-detune one unison voice by 3/7 cents and delay it a few milliseconds. For the operator click, keep FM moderate to avoid aliasing. If aliasing appears, add a gentle low pass at 12-14 kHz after operator. Brief transient gain on operator hits can make attacks read faster than raising sustain. Phase check the 2 chains. If cancellations occur, nudge timing by 1/3 ms, detune, or add a tiny delay. Keep the low content centered or route a low octave to a separate chain for tighter control. When mapping multiple parameters to one macro, set asymmetric ranges so a single turn never produces an extreme result. Use exponential curves for cutoff sweeps and linear curves for predictable LFO rate changes. Use clip envelopes for quick, iterative modulation and track automation for large-scale sweeps. For coarse pitch bends, a transpose MIDI device or rack pitch automation works well. For smarter sidechaining, automate the compressor's key input or use frequency-dependent ducking to protect snare transients. Consider a rhythmic ghost trigger for patterned gating. For stereo width, apply mid/side EQ to boost high mids in the sides while keeping low mid mono. For big swells, duplicate and detune the chain and pan left/right, but low pass the duplicates to avoid muddiness. Freeze, flatten, or resample heavy racks when CPU is tight. Resampling the synth at different macro positions gives you quick, layered audio sources to automate and process cheaply. Make three presets, tight lift, swollen lift, and raw edge to learn arrangement flexibility. Troubleshooting quick checklist: lift lacks punch, reduce reverb wet, shorten amp release, add transient emphasis around 2-4kHz, layer sounds thin, check phase, add harmonics with FM or subtle saturation, reduce excessive HP filtering, automation jumps, smooth curves or use clip envelopes to interpolate values. Recap: you've learned to build a Scottish Rave synth lift in Ableton Live 12 using Dorian Modal Choices, a wave-eatable lead with sync, LFO and FM byte, an operator layer for click and grit, arpeggiator-driven rhythm, macro mapping for performance, and focused effects chain with sidechain compression and filtered reverb. Use automation and macro controls to sculpt the dramatic rise you need for a fierce DNB lift, while keeping the low end clear for the drop. Final note: keep iterating with small adjustments, a few cents of detune, a few milliseconds of envelope, or a couple of dB of EQ can transform the result in context. Map macros, resample your best moments, and trust your ears. Go build the lift and have fun with the Scottish Rave energy.